But something just kept me staying for like a full 2 months. When I arrived there, I was just gonna stay for a week, and I have no idea how that turned into 2 months.
Welcome to our last podcast. In this podcast, Guru Dayal, a volunteer who I got to spend a lot of time with during my time there, tell us about his experience living in community. Hello, Guru.
Hello.
Hi, thank you so much for joining us. So how would you describe your experience at the Eco Village?
I thought it was really cool when I first came to the Eco Village. I just felt this sense of family, I guess, or connection and community. And it was great because every morning we would sit together with everyone there, all the volunteers, all the permanent residents, and like usually 10 to 20 people every day we would sit together and eat breakfast and also lunch and dinner. And like we had a lot of communal activities that we did, and I always felt like I was kind of part of the space and welcomed there, and it was really nice to be in that environment.
The Eco Village has some beautiful traditions that I believe bring people closer together. Guru explains some of them.
So every morning when we ate breakfast, there would be check-in, where everybody kind of says, how was their sleep? How are they feeling this morning? Like, are they ready to get work done? Are they ready to go? It's a really nice thing. Like, we just go around in a circle and everybody talks about how they're doing.
Person checking in. I had a great day yesterday. I'm so grateful to see all these people.
And then we kind of get to work for the day. And then at lunch and dinner, the bell rings and everyone comes to get in a circle. And we have what's called a gratitude circle, where basically we hold hands and also go in a circle and say, like, what we're grateful for.
I'm Adrian, and I'm grateful for my mom.
I'm Sio, I'm grateful for garden.
One, two, three, ho!
And also once a week or so, there's like a heart circle, which is kind of a more intimate gathering where we talk about any issues that we have around the Eco Village or anything, like just speaking from the heart about any good things or bad things that we feel or strong emotions. And it's really beautiful to have that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's lots of workshops and people doing all kinds of things there. So there's a lot of variety in the things that you do as a community.
As well, in order to function, the Eco Village has some weekly routines. For example, community meetings every Wednesday from 9 to 11 a.m.
Yeah, so every morning after breakfast is a meeting.
We need a meeting that everyone has to be there. They talk about the action items for the week, what needs to get done, what got done last week, just kind of keeping everyone updated.
Yeah, there's what chores everyone is going to do today, what needs to get done in the garden, or like building clubhouses, or like kitchen, like how many people will be there, and kind of everyone writes down their name for one of the tasks. So yeah, everybody has to cook at least twice a week, and then it's kind of free for all the rest of the chores.
So these chores will include cleaning communal spaces around the land, such as compost toilets, the living room, among many others.
It was really cool signing up for the kitchen duty. It was nice to cook for a lot of people, and especially like multiple times every week. It felt really great, and like they have kind of like state-of-the-art kitchen equipment, kind of have everything. So it was really cool to be in that space of kind of like a commercial kitchen and like learning from people and being welcomed in and being taught how to use the kitchen. And then kind of after a couple times you get used to it, you can kind of do everything yourself. And that was really nice to learn. Cooking lunch, cooking dinner, and making breakfast. It was amazing, the breakfast. Every morning we would have granola, fresh yogurt from the cows on site, and fresh fruit, and it was great to do. I love making breakfast. And then lunch and dinner, it was really nice to just kind of cooking with other people. So there always has to be at least two people in the kitchen. So that was really nice to do cooking with other people and have that shared cooking space.
Yes, cooking with other people is very fun many times. I personally truly enjoyed it. However, living in community is so much more than just sharing a cooking space. It is also constantly sharing your personal space and working. Or at least, that is how it felt for me and many other volunteers. How was it for you, Guru?
I didn't really share my space that much with a lot of people because I was living in my van. But working alongside other people, I think if I was there for longer and working alongside people in the day and like living in the dorms, I might have had minor conflicts with people. But everybody at the Eco Village while I was there was really, really nice. I didn't really have any issues about that. About sharing space, it was nice.
That is great to hear that you didn't encounter conflict during your time there. You were quite fortunate. I had quite a similar experience as well. I think one of the reasons was the little trips we would have and how we were more than just co-workers. We became friends with so many lovely connections that I still value until now.
Yeah, one of my favorite parts was the weekends. So it's a 40-hour work week. I mean, you volunteer there and you get beautiful meals and accommodation. And my favorite part was the weekends after, and even some nights, because we just went to Shawinigan Lake, which is nearby, a nice, beautiful little beach on the lake, to watch the sunset after work day, or like sometimes we would go to Tofino on the weekends for a couple of days, and it was just so wonderful to be there with kind of your co-workers. Yeah, and everyone was really beautiful and really friendly and nice, and it was really nice to get out and then come back and continue working.
I remember after those little trips, I would often find myself many times in a place of wanting to run away, wanting to leave, and having that resistance to vulnerability, change, and growth. I remember you mentioned wanting to leave a few times as well. Would you mind talking about it?
I definitely wanted to go and stay. Like, I had to be working 8 hours a day, I guess, for 5 days. Like, I definitely got an itch to leave at a few points, and I kind of felt like leaving, but something just kept me staying for like full 2 months. When I arrived there, I was just gonna stay for a week, and I have no idea how that turned into 2 months, but there was something about the Eco Village that made me feel at home and made me feel like I really needed to be there and learn about the land and learn about community. Yeah, so it was a really good learning experience just of living in community and having a connection to the land through gardening and through maybe building cob houses and through eating together, cooking together, and sharing that space.
If it felt like home so much and you value that shared space, have you thought about coming back?
I would love to visit again. It's just a really interesting place to learn and to be in community, feel like home. But I don't know if I would come back for another couple months. One of the amazing things that I kind of learned there is that at the end, before I left, I said, I told the group, I kind of feel like I'm home there. And they were in one of our closing like heart circles, I think I remember. We were talking about how home is where you go. You can take your home with you wherever you go. So you can take, and you can take the learning that you had there wherever you go. And so since I've been to the Eco Village, I've definitely had much more of an interest in gardening, plant life, and kind of the idea of living off the land and kind of fending for yourself. I think I got a really valuable learning experience out of it. I would definitely go back for a few days, but I don't know if I would do the rest. I don't know. I'd think about it. I'd think about returning for a summer. It's a possibility. It's a very, very interesting place. You'd have to see it to understand.
Thank you so, so much, Guru Dayal. It was great talking to you, and it's always so nice to get to talk to someone who was there at the same time as I was.
Thanks, yeah, it was really great to talk.
Well, this is it. This is the end of this podcast series. Hopefully you had a great time listening to them and got some learning out of it. Of course, it's always hard to pass complete knowledge and skill, since we actually need to get our hands on. We need to experience it to get there. But I hope I got to inspire you to go to a place like this. A place full with life, magic, humans, connection. A beautiful place to learn and grow. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to message me, comment, or any feedback will be highly appreciated. Until next time, bye bye!